Today in Nairobi, Kenya, Sudan's government and rebel leaders from Sudan signed a document designed to end Africa's longest-running civil war. The signing came on the second day of a two-day meeting of the United Nations Security Council. A memorandum of understanding put forward by the UN calls on the two sides to finish a comprehensive peace agreement by December 31st. NPR's Jason Beaubien is covering this story from Nairobi. And Jason, there have been a lot of negotiations in this Sudanese civil war over the years. What's the significance of this action?
The significance here is that they've set a date that's fairly close, the end of December, to have a final deal in place. And both sides have come out and signed this memorandum of understanding. Both sides have publicly committed that they are going to have a final peace deal to end this 21-year civil war by the end of this year. And so that's really the most significant thing that's coming out of this. They're also talking about Darfur. The language on Darfur is not as strong as that and not as definitive.
Hadn't there already been a ceasefire agreement between Sudan and these Christian rebels in the southern part of the country?
Yes, the SPLA, the Sudanese People's Liberation Army, and the government in Khartoum have signed peace accords, they've signed ceasefires, but they have never gotten down to the point of finally signing a final deal, so none of them have actually gone into effect in terms of these accords that they've worked out. And by getting this final deal done, it'll mean that all of these accords that they've agreed to, dividing up the oil well, things like that, all of that will start happening, and actually the ceasefire will fully be in effect. And at the moment, it hasn't been completely adhered to by both sides, so it could also end some of the violence.
Now, as we look at this agreement that's been signed and the ceasefire agreement as well, this is a civil war that's gone on for two decades. What are the basic terms on which the two sides intend to reconcile with each other?
Essentially, this deal gives southern Sudan great autonomy in a federal system. It'll allow the southern Sudanese to get access to the oil wealth. Most of the oil fields are in southern Sudan, and most of that wealth had been going to the Khartoum government in the north. And it will set up an agreement to allow southern Sudan, 6 years after this deal is signed, to have a referendum on whether it wants to completely pull out of Sudan or remain within this federation. So it ends the civil war, and it allows great autonomy for the south.
That's what the South gets out of this. What does the central government get out of this?
The central government gets peace. They get an end to this conflict, which has been dragging on and stifling development in the South and leading to attacks on its oil installations and has been a major impediment to Sudan moving forward.
So what obstacles remain before this civil war can be settled?
It's actually kind of amazing how small some of the obstacles are. I mean, at the moment, some of the details that they're still quibbling over are things like disclosing the oil revenues from past years from the oil fields. It's very minor details that they're still not in agreement on. So it does seem like the parties can come together and get this deal worked out by the end of the year.
And where do things go from here?
Well, at the moment, Norway is offering to hold a donors conference to provide development aid and assistance to southern Sudan, but all of that is contingent on this deal being signed and both sides finally agreeing that they are going to abide by all of these peace accords that they've signed in the past. And Norway says as soon as that's done, they'll host an international donors conference and the aid can start flowing for development in southern Sudan.
We've been talking to NPR's Jason Beaubien. He's in Nairobi, Kenya, covering efforts to negotiate a lasting peace in southern Sudan. Jason, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.